there are two kinds, basically. You have the Fort Lauderdale-based for-profit charter management company known as Charter Schools USA. They are one of the largest charter school management companies in the state. And they were looking to essentially replicate a charter school that they have in South Florida in Seminole County. And so there's a new law that the legislature approved earlier this year that allows schools that earn A's on their state report card and their finances are okay over a period of years to receive a fast-track approval on these kind of duplication of their current charter school projects. And so the idea is to allow high-performing charter schools to expand a little easier. And so one of the applications was under this new law, and Seminole County looked at it and said, we've got some questions about this. We don't think that this is actually a replication of what you're doing because we think Seminole County is different in terms of the types of students and the demographics than South Florida. One of the other applications that they denied was for a virtual charter school, which was going to run the same kind of curriculum that Seminole County already runs for its virtual charter school. And so they said that that's a duplication. We don't need that here.
Your reporting indicates that only about 1% of Seminole County students are enrolled in a charter school currently. That's one of the lowest rates in Florida. How does it compare with other Central Florida districts?
Yeah, it's far lower than a lot of the neighboring districts. So, you know, you look at Orange County, which is over 3%. You look at, you know, some of the surrounding counties. And then even as you get over towards Polk County, which is one of the highest percentage of charter school students in the state, over 10% in Polk County, that it's clear that Seminole County is clearly lower than a lot of the surrounding counties in terms of the percentage of students enrolled in charter schools. And the school district says that, that you know, they recognize that and they agree that they have been tough on charter school applications, but they also say that one of the reasons their charter school enrollment is lower is because the school district is good. You know, the Seminole County schools are A-rated, and that generally the students and parents are happy with the school district's performance.
Now, Seminole County School Board Chairwoman Dee Dee Schaffner has been a vocal critic of state policies regarding charters because she says local districts should have more control and be able to more easily close down underperforming charter schools. Have other districts expressed similar concerns, or is Seminole County alone in that regard?
Yeah, absolutely not. This is, it seems to be a growing concern among school boards that, you know, first of all, charter schools have a different set of rules than traditional public schools do. And in Seminole County, they've asked some of the charter schools that have that they have approved to abide by the same rules that the public schools do in terms of class size limits and things like that. And so as the legislature has passed more laws to kind of assist charter schools' expansion, there's been growing concern among school districts about the fact that they think that the state lawmakers are taking away their ability to kind of regulate some of these things. And so the Seminole County School Board Chairwoman Dee Dee Schaffner told me that, you know, her concern is that if they don't do their work ahead of time, which is the only time they have to review these applications, and a lot of times the applications don't have to lay out a complete plan yet. You know, they don't necessarily have to spell out how they're going to provide transportation or facilities or things like that. And so she said, you know, if they approve this application and then it turns out that the school can't perform or, you know, it isn't serving those students the way it should, that the students in that school have lost a year or maybe more before they can transfer to a new school or before the school board can step in to close down a poorly performing school.
Here in Orange County, we've had an extremely high, nearly record number of applications this year. Why are some counties like Orange County attracting more charter school applicants?
Well, traditionally, the charter school's biggest growth areas have been in urban districts, which, of course, Orange County is. And, you know, you'll have neighborhoods and schools that have been poor performing schools for a long, long time. And so that's kind of the area of greatest need. There was a report out this week that said that last year, Orange County was, in fact, had the fastest growing percentage of charter school enrollment in the country, up over, I believe it was a 41% increase from 1 year to 2010-2011 enrollment. And so right now, charter schools started in kind of urban districts for the most part, and they're still growing fast there. But you're also seeing a lot of growth into suburban districts as well.
So, John, what are the charter school operators saying about why there are applications to operator being turned down in Seminole and some other counties?
they're viewing this as kind of a fundamental challenge to the state law that was approved earlier this year, allowing charter schools to, you know, the high-performing charter schools to expand easier. And so, you know, they disagree with the district's interpretation of the law. They believe what they want to do in Seminole County is, in fact, what they are already doing in South Florida. Right now, the attorneys for the charter school operator have not said what they're going to do yet, although they have said they're going to appeal this decision to the State Board of Education. But long term, you could see a challenge to this law. I mean, potentially that's the road this could head down if the school boards, you know, decide that they want to fight this.